Brother Jonathan to you. We'll be reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, taking my text, context there from chapter 10. And we see that from the opening here, Paul begins to discuss some of the happenings of the Old Testament, how they their fathers passed under the cloud and passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses and all ate the same spiritual meat. And he goes on to say that these things were given for our examples, and they're written for our admonition, that we may learn from these things, and that we may take these things and apply them to our hearts and to our lives, that our faith in Christ may be strengthened and exercised, that we may become all that Jesus would want us to be. And he gives us the admonition in verse 12. He says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." And we all find ourselves in different places of time. But for any of us, whether we seem to be doing well or whether we seem to be struggling, if we get a heart that we think that we are standing, that we think that we are accomplishing many things, and we think that we are immovable, and the scripture tells us that we should take heed lest we fall, lest we fail the grace of God. I think that's an encouragement that we need to hold on to and to consider much. In these last days, we see many errors in many people compromising, in many people desiring not to walk with God. And it's really easy for us to sit back and think that we still have it going on, and to think that all is going to be well, and to think that we would never go the way of such and such. But in reality, it's when those thoughts enter into our heart and mind, that's when those things that we say we would never do, often we could find ourselves doing. So he tells us to take heed, and may we take heed in these last days. May we realize that our victory is only in Christ Jesus. May we realize that our steadfastness is only found in him. It's only found when we find ourselves at the foot of the cross, trusting and believing and hoping and enduring until the end. And when we find ourselves in humility at the feet of Christ, desiring that he would speak to us and to help us and to lead us into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, then it doesn't matter what comes our way. We can stand through the fieriest trials, and we can walk through the darkest darkness. And it doesn't matter what comes our way if we are abiding in him and we realize that the reason we stand is because we're abiding in him, and it's nothing, I said nothing, upon our own merits, not our abilities, not our doctrine, not our teaching, not our preaching, nothing we can do. It's only in Christ Jesus. And if temptation does come, he goes on to say in verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you but which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So regardless of what your struggle may be, regardless of what your temptation may be, regardless of what is that besetting sin in your life, there is no temptation that has taken you that is common to man. It is not common, but is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you're able. So all that we could find ourselves being faithful to Christ Jesus and realizing that He will make a way of escape. There's no reason to be discouraged, no reason to be cast down, no reason to be disheartened. If you will find yourself hungering and thirsting after righteousness, if you'll find yourself pursuing those things which come from above and not below, then Christ will indeed be your all in all, and He will make a way of escape for you, regardless of how impossible it may seem, regardless of how tall the mountain may be, regardless of how thick the fog may seem. Jesus Christ died for you that you might be set free. And when the tempter comes, He wants to set you free from those temptations as well and make a way of escape that you may indeed be victorious. But not victory that's gained by your own ability, but victory that is bought within the blood of Jesus Christ. And it cleanseth man from all sin, that we can indeed walk in victory. So my friend, this morning, regardless of what you may find yourself in, troubles and trials and tribulations, regardless of the things that may have you perplexed in life, if you just simply turn to Him, don't think you're standing on your own abilities. Consider the things that was written before time. Let them admonish you. Let them strengthen you. Let them become your all in all. May Jesus help you today. God bless you.